you want to reverse it, that's fine.
Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter.
And Don.
Yeah, hi. I want two things I want to know is what the PNB motions have been in terms of have you felt that your desire is reflected also in the PNB's desire to see open books from National, and National has been blocking that, or? Or is that split or unclear? Or?
Well, since most of us are not privy to most of the votes that have taken place, I don't necessarily know that I can answer that. I think that there should, this is my personal opinion, but I think there needs to be a request made for what decisions having to do with finance were made in executive session, because I don't know.
You're not part of the executive session?
No. I'm not on the PNB.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Does that conclude your remarks? Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
I'm wondering, Casey, you know, you asked committees to submit budgets, but I'm wondering about the LSB submitting a budget, because it's become clear, for instance, that the manager review committee, as people will find out, way over expended the money needed to do the entering of the data. And I wonder how, we don't seem to get a process in the LSV for a budget for the LSV itself.
Yeah, most boards have a budget in their organizational plan, you know, and that includes things like postage, photocopying. It may include an allocation from salaries for things like clerical work, those kinds of things, and that's completely appropriate. And I guess I would think that either structure committee, government
that's one of the motions that
might give us a kind of a ballpark figure, but also when you give us that ballpark figure, in, you know, give us a breakdown of what that includes, and then, you know, I have samples from organizations of similar size, but, you know, our needs may be different. We have a very large board, you may have more postage, things like that. I would imagine that that line item would be separate from things like when you say an LSB budget, I would say that that would be specifically for the LSB, which would be separate from LSB committees. You know, outreach committee needs a separate budget. I should also tell you that the
do you have a process for these committees and the LSB itself submitting materials to you?
We're just requesting that whatever form you like to use, if you just want to write it out in a narrative form, if you want to give us a list, do that, and then we'll put it together.
It's part of the report that I handed out.
Okay, because somebody has to take the lead on this.
Actually, when we get back to Lydia's report, we actually have a Israel.
A couple of questions. Do we know anything? Maybe Eva and Dave will comment later about the CPB situation vis-a-vis our finances. Second question, on the matter of the bill back or appropriations or whatever it is from National, is that done, as far as you know, on an even-steven basis, or is it done in relation to how much money each station raises? Is there some formula on that? Out of curiosity, and the third thing, which is even more minor and nitty-gritty, on the LSB budget as against committee budgets, what about projects like the town hall? Are these three separate categories for budgets? Those are my three different level of questions, in order of importance, more or less, I think.
Okay, I just want to ask a question, because I'm not sure how this process was working. As I understand it, our treasurer and our finance committee meets with the general manager to review and process a budget, preparing that budget to come to the full board. My question is, are you folks meeting on a regular basis with the general manager? Now, I will say parenthetically that fund drive and a lot of things have impacted on the GM schedule. But for instance, Casey, how many times have you folks met with management over the pending budget?
We've not been able to meet yet.
Are you overlooking my question completely?
No, no, because we're going to...
Oh, okay, fine, okay, fine.
I'm not sure what this question was.
Whether they're separate from LSB budget per se and committee budgets for a project like the town hall, for example. It's a different kind of thing. Yeah.
The board doesn't have a budget for town hall meetings or any kind of expenses outside of just training for venues. Mainly the board expenses is allocated in the budget to the Pacifica National Board meetings, which has doubled over the last year, so we are completely under budgeted in that area just for the Pacifica board meetings. So the LSB really doesn't have a real budget area in our budget. Our process over the last 2 years has been to meet with the finance committee, meet with the staff, meet with management, and then come up with a draft proposal looking at what people believe is should be priorities for the station, and then we work from there. I haven't started, we barely work on the budget simply because I didn't have a business manager, so that's what excited us for. So the next couple of weeks for July would be a lot of time that we spend on the budget. I think we haven't previously worked on the entire LSB having input in the budget, rather it was the finance committee. So, you know, that's something we can talk about. The CPB, if you listen to the hearings on, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, the vote went to reinstate the $100 million that was supposed to come out of the budget. So at this point, we're waiting. There's going to be another vote. There's possible more. I think with the public pressure, that it would be really hard to get this cut for CPB into the OPEC budget. I don't know. Optimistic that hopefully there won't be cut. If there is a cut in the budget, I think the people that would be mostly affected would be FSRN, and we really have to look at that because they get 30% of CPB money, and FSRN is completely funded by Pacifica Station. So that is a critical area of concern. And, yeah, okay, I think that's
what was that?
They had proposed a $400,000 increase in the FSRN budget for 06, and part of it is that the negotiations for FSRN have not been completed. Please keep reading me on the phone. On the billback, what happens with billback is it's not budgeted for. It's another area that's not budgeted for. National programming, all the stations pay for national programming. I think initially it came out of central services. Over the last 2 years, it has come out of the station's income and not the national. Sure.
There is a budget line in the national office that this program is expensive. This is over and above what is budgeted in that line.
So there's some blowback, obviously, that's controversial. I still hope that this board would... I would like to see that with this fund drive that we start taking some action and I know this is national board members here, but not to pay central services over and above what we had, what our goal was, and that the money goes into the station. So I'd like to have a discussion on that.
Yeah, I'm just going to say a motion could come before this board, not today, but could be that we could act on.
Okay. I'm just wondering if our treasurer has not been able to meet with the GM, that's troubling. And I'm wondering how the budget discussions are going to happen. And I just want to make a point that I think it's really concerning, and I think that there needs to be a way for our treasurer to meet with the GM, and that has to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the GM respond to that, and then we'll go to the staff.
I will clarify, because I don't have a business manager. I have not been able to deal with the budget, and I've just said that July would be the month in which we complete our budget, and the budget is done in collaboration with the finance committee, which the treasurer is part of. I have been to the finance committee except for the one on Thursday night because there was an IPC meeting, but we haven't gotten to the budget yet.
Okay.
Okay. Now, before we go ahead, remember we allotted just 10 minutes, which is way under reasonableness. And we've actually used up the 10 minutes for finance. We're going to finish the stack. Then we would have to extend if we were going to extend for this. It's Dave and Jen.
You want to respond to this issue of giving 100% of any surplus? We brought that before the Finance Committee. It hasn't been dealt with yet. But the more important issue is we were told that the move up to 20% central services was temporary to pay down the legal debt. Now that's been denied that was said. Okay? So we've gone up by yet another 3%. And if we accept that and just argue over this, you know, budgeting process of, well, you said you were going to get this much, you get this much, we're lost. It's part of this larger decision about how big we want National to get and what are they supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And we have to focus on that, but unfortunately, there's so much going on that there's never time to deal with all this stuff. It might take us 2 years, but going back to 17% should be something we push.
Right.
The goal.
I'd like to make a motion that we direct that the finance, the treasurer meet with the GM at least twice before our next meeting, and they have to figure out how to do that. But whether there's a, especially if there's not a business manager.
If there is, especially if there's not.
That just needs to happen, and I would say that there needs to be at least, that, so I'd like to make a motion that the GM and the treasurer meet at least twice, and they can work it out. But if they can't work it out, that we have, it's a problem, and that they meet at least twice prior to 1 week before the next LSB meeting.
Okay.
And I'd like to make that a motion.
Okay. And you have 19 minutes into this item.
Do you
want
to? Okay, thank you. Has it been seconded, the motion, Jen's motion, is there a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. So we have a motion before the table, before the group. Okay, I'm not going to editorialize. Let's now just discuss the motion and see if there's a quick resolution of this motion that we can have.
I haven't set Ed, Bill, and Deirdre.
Let's go to those. Ed first.
One of the worst problems, I agree with David completely about it being part of a larger picture. Part of that larger picture has been the reluctance of our employees, the national office, to open their books to people to the extent that there is now a lawsuit. And there's a lot of problems that are going on over the issue of disclosure and lack of it. And in that spirit, I totally support the idea of ongoing open meetings, whether there's a business manager or not, that the books should be open to the treasurer of the LSC. Have to be. That is part of the Pacifica mission, and that there really can be no further reason for that to happen, where they're simply closed off and just by the sense to get it. So I support basically what Jan said.
My question is, it seems to me like remembering last year, the process actually worked well, and what seemed to work well is we had a really good finance committee, and we had really good connection between the general manager and the finance committee, and we got, I thought, really excellent reports, excellent recommendations. And I don't understand why we don't just use that same process and the treasurer being a part of that. We didn't have a treasurer last year, really. So I'm just... What I'm saying is, I'm a little bit worried. I mean, I understand the spirit of the motion, Jan, but I'm just worried. Why are we going around the committee that we established exactly for this purpose? And we did it, to me, it did a very good job last year, that we all acknowledged it and done a good job.
Nothing's happening this year.
Well, I understand, but I'm just saying, why wouldn't we, why would it be, instead of you know, can't be a part of the committee and making the committee special.
Yeah, I just want to ask Jan before we go ahead. Did your motion mean exclusively the treasurer or the treasurer and the finance committee?
Well, at least the treasurer, hopefully the finance committee too, but it's very hard to get, you know, quorum
okay.
sometimes, but at least the treasurer, and it tends to get as many of the finance committee and people together.
Okay,
and if there's a specific
okay.
time,
that
both of them could do it, that's fine, but I want to make it clear,
yeah.
basically what I'm saying
yeah,
is I want to make it clear that we want to move forward, we can't just not have meetings together.
Okay, we're going to have a clarification from the GM and then Israel.
Following up on what Bill said, the process hasn't changed. All that happened is that the process is going to happen later. Rather than happening in June, it's going to happen in July. And part of that is I had fundraise, and I didn't have a business manager with impact that we're doing the budget. So the process is the same.
Okay, Israel.
Yeah. I agree with it. It's done enough, but I don't agree with the conclusion. And vice versa with Bill, I don't think it was a really good process. I wasn't satisfied with budgetary process for last year. Maybe it's my ignorance, but at the same time, what Eva says makes it perfectly reasonable to me. In short, it's not quite as simple as that. It's almost, I hate to say this, almost like childlike ordering people to meet. The key is, what are they going to meet about and what are they going to accomplish? That's the thing, and I think they're mature enough to do that. So I oppose the motion, even though I'm entirely with the spirit of it. I don't know what else to say about it.
Okay. The question has been called for. Those in favor of calling
the question,
raise your cards.
State the motion.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. You know, this is a sense of the body. The GM has pointed out that there's this meeting scheduled with Casey Wednesday. But anyway, this is a sense of the body. Those in favor of the motion, signify by raising your card. Oh, excuse me. Yes. I'm going to recognize two members of the public at this point for 1 minute each. Let's make this 90 seconds each. The chair recognizes Doug.
I know there's not a lot of institutional memory here, but I think it was 95, the GM of KPFA was fired because he resisted moving the central service from 10% to 13%. That's under the old regime that the revolution was about. Folks, we got to move real quick on this stuff so that Central doesn't keep getting larger and larger and Eva loses the ability to run her station, or our station.
Thank you very much. Another listener and sponsor who would like to speak? Yes, Roger?
Remember that one of the major issues, the bylaws fight that we went through, was about transparency.
Right.
We can't have transparency locally or nationally. If the LSB and via the LSB, the listenership is involved in creation and monitoring of the budget. And we can't do that unless we know what's going on. So, to me, it's a hands down, there's no problem with it. We should be for this motion, simply on the basis of transparency.
And the final listener sponsor, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a very quick comment that the bylaws committee, one of the reasons we were opposed to the current bylaws is because it didn't require as much transparency as required by law. Lydia's lab passed time and time again that spirit that we wanted to have the maximum transparency according available to the extent allowed by California law. I just call that to your attention. That's the philosophy. If you're going to have listener sponsors, then you have to go for this principle.
Thank you very much. That will conclude listener sponsor on just this item. I think we can go to a vote. Do you want to read? You want to state the motion for the body?
Yeah. Jan didn't move that the general manager and the treasurer waited twice prior to 1 week.
At least twice.
Okay. At least twice. Prior to 1 week before the next LSC.
Okay. Those in favor of the motion, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed? Abstentions?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you. That motion passed, and the GM can address this more in her report, which is coming right up. Let's move ahead now to
point of personal privilege. Just for the note taker, LSC member Lamont Yakey is now present.
Ah, Lamont, welcome. Good to see you.
Noted.
Okay, we are at agenda item 3C, management review evaluation. Who is making the report for that group?
Okay, the most pressing item, I think, is that we're way over budget. I think the people who received the form from last year and also passed it to management review.
The committee's over budget.
We've appropriated only 400, right?
400 for 2 days' work, and now we're into like 2.5 weeks, and she is, the camp is going to show up with a report tomorrow in the executive session of the committee to hand us the reports, and hopefully everything is what we expected. It's like 100 pages for the report, and so we actually trimmed it back. We were originally going to have the raw data for every member of the LSC, but the cost of doing all of this is prohibitive, I think. And so we're going to look at things out of the total sheets and perhaps the printout of the comments. And so at least that will cut it down somewhat. So we would just like to ask that the LSD bear with us, and we are going to try to keep it down to a schedule of the form that was imposed on us. This was passed last month. And we were telling it 660 lines in Excel just of entry data. So anyway, so I don't have a specific amount, except that we're into 2.5. We don't anticipate it'll be more than her delivering it tomorrow and perhaps printing out this proposal sheet for what we're proposing to be an executive session of the board on a separate day, not having anything to do with an LSC meeting, because it'll be very lengthy for reasons of confidentiality. Pardon?
We should propose dates for that executive session.
Well, I don't know that I can, because I mean, we didn't, out of our meeting, we didn't propose the date, but I think that what we would like to come out of this with is, first of all, the money, and then the second thing is for us to move forward with the date and just approve the concept of an executive session. I don't think we'll know until tomorrow whether the whole thing worked out well, in which case we can propose the date from the special committee, but we can do that by email, so that's the second one. So first, an extension, but I have a non-specific amount. But the motion would be, can we approve the budget to the end of this process?
Well, I think this is problematic. Are you making a motion that we approve a budget that there are no figures involved?
Yeah. Well, no, it's $24.75 an hour for this camp. And for the couple of days that we had originally, for the 2 days that we had originally received, it came to about $400. We've exceeded that 3 times over.
Okay, I think the board would agree with me that if we have a motion to deal with the budget for this process, we would have to have a dollar amount of some type or a window, you know.
Well, a window is that theoretically, the process is completed.
Okay.
The camp is coming to deliver 7 reports of 100 pages each approximately tomorrow to each of those of us who expect to
be paid.
Well, well, as soon as she gets, as soon as her invoices, she has to provide the committee, blah, blah, blah. That's all going to the station. It has nothing to do with the board directly. The question is we're just informing that we went over the budget, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't have a motion, so do you have a motion?
Well, my motion is, you know, can we see this project through to its completion? In other words, should she, tomorrow if we say, please print up just the total sheet and the comments for each of the remainder LSD members, can we do that? You can't estimate, unfortunately, the time. I never would have estimated it took this long.
Yeah. Well, let me, before I recognize people, we're in a process to evaluate management. No one, I believe, would vote to end that process because we're deeply involved in it. The bylaws require it. So the only question before us is whether or not we are in favor of whatever the budget is that she presents to us. Her invoice would have to be paid based on an agreement at $24 an hour.
We already approved that part.
Yeah, we have. So I don't understand why we would have to take action here. Okay, let's go to some comments.
The amount was $400.
Okay, I make a motion that we allocate us $5,000.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you multiply the numbers out, and there you are.
$5,300.
I just moved that we...
One moment. Jan has the floor.
I move that we allocate up to $5,000 to complete this process to pay for the tabulations to be given, created, and that. And I also move that rather than paying for hard copies to everybody, that we email copies.
Okay, we have your motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Okay, $5,000. Up to $5,000. And if you do the math, it's $200 a day.
That's an argument.
No.
The motion has been made.
Point of information.
Okay. All right. Before we take your point of information, is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All right. Israel, your point of information.
No. Is there some reason why we have to take any action today in the absence of an actual invoice for an amount? First of all, we approved the process. We had a preliminary budget.
Budget.
I understand that. I'm just asking a question.
Okay.
Is there some specific reason, in terms of a demand or some legality or something, why we have to take an action in the absence of an exact
budget? The only legality is we only meet once a month, and she probably doesn't want to wait a full month to be paid. Therefore, we're approving, if this passed, we would approve up to $5,000. And we wouldn't have to wait. Now, I presume that this is $5,000.
No.
It's not budgeted for, but
it's the LSD.
Yeah. All right, now, we've been moved and seconded. Now, let's have a couple comments on this, and we'll make a stack. Let me just raise your hand. Ed, anyone else? Grace?
I have an informational question.
Okay, let's go to Ed.
On information, I really don't know. Are you saying that she may come in with a bill of up to $5,000?
No.
Okay.
No, Jan is saying that just to cover it.
Cover
but
what? Cover the work that has been done and will be and
yeah,
will
yeah,
be done.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So all right. Now I.
Ed, go ahead.
All right. I'm against it for this reason. If she came in so over budget and she gave a I presume or he or she gave an estimate before of how much it would cost?
What I brought to this board was that it was $24.75 per hour. Mm-hmm. That's what she gave us. That's what the agency gave us as the rate for this person. And so we as a committee underestimated how long it would take.
Right.
It was clear once we got
it.
Together with her that she presented all of us with a sample and everything, so it's not like we're just
The reason I'm against it is I think that we should pay her whatever we owe her. and that we have people that are capable of doing it, undoubtedly, for far less.
Yeah.
For example, Terry.
No, we can't. No.
Kick him off the board.
On the board, it was very clear that we had to have an insurance party. That's why we went to an agency that nobody knew and nobody had any ties with, and there was
right. It had to be an objective person.
So, and you passed that word.
Yeah. All right, now we're going back to the stack. Grace.
I just want to clarify the wording of this motion. We have, Jan could have moved that up to $5,000 be allocated to complete the risk of
Jan could have moved that up to $5,000 be allocated to complete the motion, to compile the written commission to Sally the rating. Of the general manager evaluation.
Okay, basically it's to complete the process.
I would just put to complete the evaluation process.
Okay,
it's simple,
because there's well, to process. Complete the work, the...
Yeah, that's right.
Perform the information.
Okay, is this really information?
Oh, yes, it
okay.
really is. It always is.
All right, look,
yes, it is.
I better look up the informational deal here to see if this is all
kosher.
I
have a question to ask of two people here, and they need to respond if they don't feel it's appropriate. And Eva and Casey, in terms of allocate this kind of a motion vis-a-vis how we handle funding and budgets and stuff. And Bill, just a question. If they want to answer, if not, that's
you know,
okay.
I'm not going to entertain that at the present time, because it appears as though we have retained a professional who has already put in the time with the expectation that this agency, this organization, is going to pay her.
I'm not worrying about
going
that.
Rate. So I don't think we'll go there, Israel. Let's go back to the stack.
I'm on the stack.
And Sarah.
You know, $5,400 is the salary for 2 months for Terry Hall. So if this person has worked for 2 months on this, you know, every day, 8 hours, so we need to think about it. I think it's too much.
There have been timesheets before we went on with this. The agency, Apple One, sent a contract to the station after this committee that approved the initial amount. And they have a supervisor. We have seen the work that has been done, so we know it's been done. And it's not. Unfortunately, it's not too much given the volume of the form and how many forms were submitted. It's not as much because it's all in Excel and all of that. Had it just been script, I mean, I like that. I'm not even saying the first time the comments part. But the point is the Excel just took a really long time.
I want to clarify just two things. The form itself was a major problem, and the form, which this board approved, meant an enormous amount of work to do the tallying. The committee insisted that every single question be tallied separately, every response, including don't know, not applicable, etc. This meant an enormous amount of work. Additionally, there were like how many pages of written comments, some almost impossible to read, we understand. We were committed to making sure that there was complete protection and privacy in the process. So you have to have a third party handling it. It cannot be anyone in any way connected, which is why it cannot be emailed. Because what we'll be doing is bringing sealed envelopes that each member would get at the time of an executive session, and then they would be collected again. That's how you do these things. That's the only way you can assure privacy. So we were stuck with a process that for which there was no other end result. And believe me, this committee is not going to have a form like that for either the PD or the 2005 PM evaluation.
Okay, Casey?
The expense has already been incurred, so it's going to be paid no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to not pay it. So the whole thing doesn't make sense unless you're asking for additional money beyond this process, which it sounds to me like you're going to have supplies. Are you not going to have supplies? Whether or not you're just going to be able to pull supplies from the station, which to me seems appropriate, or whether that's going to be...
Yes, he's done off-site, Casey. Yes, he's done off-site.
Okay, now, Casey, have the floor. Casey, conclude your remarks.
You can go into the station and say, I need 50 envelopes and not go out and buy them.
Oh.
But what I would suggest in terms of the motion, if you're looking for additional money beyond this process, is that you include in the motion that we determine where in the budget that comes from, and just leave it to Eva to determine where it comes from.
It's not going to go beyond this process. This is it for now.
Okay, and Eva, the final speaker here.
I'm Eva on the proposal, but I think firstly, some of this work out for the city, we are legally obligated to pay that first. So that obviously needs to happen. The second thing is, I think because this is a new process and this is not something that's in the budget, I propose that you pass the up to $5,000 for the work to be completed, but then Lydia provide us with a proposed amount of hours, so projected hours to be worked on this and propose cost to it, and we could then call a finance committee meeting to approve the proposal that you would bring forward. So, you know, proposed hours to complete this project, come out of this cost, take it to the finance committee. If you have approval, you have up to $5,000, then we should probably get it done.
Okay, and we're going to finally, the last speaker, we're going to take is Dave.
Yeah, I was just suggesting we have, Casey mentioned the question of the surplus and how it's going to get spent. We're going to have to do a budget approval process for the rest of 05 in addition to approving 06. Because we want to be able to have a process where we authorize spending that money. Why not just ask that any further things from this committee or any others be submitted to us ASAP so we incorporate that in the spending plan for the rest of the year?
This fund can be, for the moment, just
pass
this particular...
Well, okay, just on my point, Eva has said we are legally obligated to pay whatever has been incurred.
That is true.
So it's a question of whether we have to.
Okay,
now, David, you're not amending or a substitute motioning, you're just making a recommendation, so we don't have to...
If the chair would like to formulate that and thinks it will advance our business, that's fine. I'm not making it as a motion.
No, the chair will not do that, although I think it's very good advice and it's something we can do. So we have one motion. Now, let me ask the listener sponsors. The basis for this motion is to pay someone who's already done work for us, which we're obligated to do. So I don't know if there's any public comment necessary, but okay, there is someone. The chair will allow two comments of 90 seconds each. And the chair recognizes Roger.
I agree that there's a legal obligation that needs to be paid. I don't think that it will run near the $5,000 that you're authorizing here. I would expect to be half that. In addition, this person, the town, does not need to make copies for all the rest of the LFP members that are going to receive copies. The committee itself can do that, can undertake that chore. Even once the data has been entered and has gone through the process of anonymity to achieve, to get that data, the report is essentially done, okay? And as long as the people on the committee can do the copying of additional reports, it seems to me that will save a very large amount of money that the temp would otherwise bill for.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Is there another, all right, Doug, 90 seconds?
From late 1980 to 1980, late 84, I billed $35 an hour, about 1,000 feet down from the station. This is trivial. We're spending $10,000 a day to run a station. We need good management at whatever cost.
Thank you very much. And that will conclude public comment, and we'll go to a vote on this motion. Would the secretary like to read the motion as it's presently constructed?
Yes. Then you're going to move that up to $5,000 to be allocated to complete the evaluation process.
All those in favor of this, raise your voting cards.
One, two, three, four, five, six,
7, 8, 9.
Opposed?
1.
Abstentions?
1, 2, 3, 4.
That motion carries. Now, I believe that will end the finance and development report, and the management review evaluation. Let's go to program oversight.
That was just one item.
Okay, we would need an extension of time.
It's been 1 hour and 23 minutes.
Yeah, maybe 16 minutes. Okay. Can we just get unanimous consent formally to extend for 4 minutes?
Go.
Okay. The only other thing is, the second motion is I want permission from this committee to on email coordinate an executive session to review, to go through the evaluation process.
A three-hour executive session
on the federal day.
Minimum.
Because we can't set it now, and so to get permission to do it on email is an issue.
I'm going to try to shortcut this process instead of motions and so on. I think we might be able to get unanimous consent of the body that we agree through unanimous consent that the container of that committee will begin to arrange and find out when is a good time and venue. Is there any objection to Lydia going ahead and beginning the process of setting up an executive session for evaluation?
After our meeting tomorrow.
Yeah. Margaret is the convener.
Margaret's the convener, and so I'm just here because she didn't put out a report, so you didn't receive a report. I can send out the minutes that I took for the committee meeting after this meeting, and then that's the end of my report.
Okay, and the chair actually would like to have the minutes reflect that you are empowered to begin that process. Is there anything else in your committee report? Does that conclude your committee?
That's enough.
But I just want to, you're finished, right? Okay. Very good. Let's move ahead to programming oversight. Who is making that report?
Ms. Scherner or Bill?
I'm just going to say who's on the committee, and Bill can give the rest of the report.
We're ready to.
Okay. Now, given the LSB vote, the following members will be permanent members of the committee: Jane Halloran, Rhonda Reason, Lawrence Reyes, Jack Van Aken, Francisco Martinez, and now El Wardani. What we did is there were 10 applicants, and we had an outside person come and pick the names out of a hat, and because the issue had been raised, we listed all of them with the understanding that 2 people may be displaced. So those will now be the 6 listeners council members. And personally, I would recommend that Michael, as chair of the ITC, be an ex officio member of the committee the same way that Eva is. That's just my own personal.
I'll say that up at the next PROC meeting.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Bill.
The other thing that we discussed was the LSB report to the listeners, and I'm glad to report that Alan has agreed that he would work with us on this. He took his cast off. We didn't have to do it too long. But anyway, that's really going to help us. We had a lot of really excellent discussion about it, about how to make this informative in a way, and you know, and how do we include things like the P&D reports and all of that kind of stuff, which could be kind of dry if you're not really into it.
Really?
But to try to find, we're really trying to grapple with the idea of how to make these really engaging and involving of the listeners. So I think that's what we're working on now, and we're going to start in July. I guess we have to look for what our time is. We're originally going to try to do just kind of a dry run in June, but we weren't able to work that out. That's our project right now, to get that off the ground.
Very good. Does that conclude that report, unless there are questions to that committee? Israel.
Just one. What happened to the supposedly first report? Did it happen?
No. I'm sorry. What happened?
The first report to listen, what happened to it?
It didn't happen.
I know, but what happened?
It didn't happen.
I don't know if we want to take much time, but I put it out on an email You must not have
gotten
it. There was an educational program, an extraordinary educational program that was slotted for 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I believe it was. And we all came to a consensus, because we weren't prepared to do a dynamic show, and we wanted teachers to hear this special on education, that we gave the 7 o'clock slot to that special program in education. We wanted teachers to hear it. They're all working it, too. All right, let's go ahead then with outreach. Now, Arturo had to leave. I know that they're rocking, but yes, go ahead. Reza?
Yeah, we met last week, and fortunately, in every meeting, Sue is participating, and the last week, Tony was participated in the meeting. There was a proposal containing 12 pages, so we have to discuss this week on the subject. And Casey was there too, and I believe she has the whole report. It's really good, and we could come up with, suggestion of, how much budget we need for next year. And I'm really happy that it's a breeze that Sue is there. We don't have to come up with proposal, suggestion, go to the manager. They are there, and Tony is there too to answer some of our questions.
Very good. Is there any other report from outreach at this time? We're going to go to agenda item F.
I was just wondering, I made a suggestion when we had the meeting that outreach talk about the idea of budgeting money for CDs of our programming, that each month we would have a certain budget and we could go to events and give out CDs of our programming relevant to the issues of those communities. Has that been dealt with?
Yeah, it has not adjusted for one of the proposals.
Thank you.
Okay, but there's nothing on the table about that at this meeting.
I just wanted to know.
Yeah. All right. I think we can do away with this quickly. You'll remember at the last meeting there was a controversial, poorly worded, in fact, erroneous motion that's been taken off the table and will be reintroduced at the next meeting. Maria Armudian is still recovering from her operation, so I'm going to go ahead to committees of inclusion. Committee of inclusion.
Okay. Everybody should have gotten a copy of the training proposal for KPFK Board of Directors. And this is the committee's follow-up on the CNB race and nationality decision. And we've met and interviewed a couple of potential trainers for us, Mary Lee and Benjamin Torres. And I mentioned that at the last meeting. We asked them for a report and some costs. And this is a proposal for 2 half-day sessions that would deal with diversity, equity, racism, and all of the things that the national resolution talked about. And it's broken down here in terms of their preliminary tasks, the initial session, follow-up in the initial session, then session 2, and then follow-up. So what they're proposing is a fairly intensive set of discussions, preparation discussions, and workshop discussions that would kind of hit at 2 issues. One is the equity, diversity, inclusion issue, but the other is also our own legal obligations regarding equity, diversity, and harassment. So there's a couple of issues that are being included in this. Their proposed budget is $1,000 for preparation and follow-up, and $4,000 for training, implementation, and facilitation, for a total cost of $5,000, which my understanding is this would come out of a national decision. Well, my suggestion would be that since the national is mandated this training for all local station boards, that we should ask for a kickback or something to help cover the cost.
Yes,
that's
true.
So I wanted to say, okay, so that's in terms of the training proposal itself. I just want to say that we've had some difficulties when our committee meets. We kick some serious ass. We always take care of business. It's very substantive. It's really good. But we've had problems. I think only half of our meetings we had a quorum. So we're adopting the convener model so that we can really try to make sure that we get a quorum for our meetings and we can have these meetings, because
it's really a drag to show up and then, you know, come all the way across town and not have that happen. But we want to do another, again, a shout out for anybody else that would like to be on this committee, and also for listener members to participate in this committee, because we, you know, this is, I think, I'm going to propose that at least the possibility of this committee being the committee that tries to help put together our apprenticeship training concept, so we don't have to create something totally new. But I would really like to see more participation, representation on this committee. Yeah, for us to do.
Do you have a regular meeting time?
We have Casey and
Damon. I do, but I don't.
Excuse me, just before we go, there is no concrete motion that you have for the body.
Well, here's what we have to consider. We have to consider the motion to actually approve the proposal and then look at dates and all of that kind of stuff. I'm willing to put this in the form of a motion that we accept this proposal, because I don't think we want this to be one of those things where we keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, and we don't set dates. And I know how difficult that is. So I guess what I would move that we accept the proposal from Mary Lee and Benjamin Gilbert. So we can discuss that.
Okay, so then there is a motion.
That's my motion.
Okay. It's been moved that this proposal be accepted. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Now we're open for, first of all, a discussion from the board.
Okay, Casey, Dave, Eva, and Adam. Not in three.
I would.
Oh, and Lamont. All right, and may I ask board members if they're willing to make their comments at 1 minute? Would that be acceptable? I'll time you. Okay, let's begin with Casey.
I would say that I agree with Bill that this should come out of the national budget, given that the PND did approve the race and nationality thing. My one concern would be the timeline, though, given that this has gone to the National Finance Committee, and I'll be convening a work group on that next week. And unfortunately, that the members of that work group have changed, so I would expect that this is going to go a little longer than usual. So I would suggest that the board try to figure out some way to let this happen on our timeline, and then figure, I don't know if that's a good idea. I was going to say, and then figure out how we get the money from National, but that's a joke. So,
well, do press. We can do press.
Yeah, you can do press and all of that, and then we can push it by saying, look, KPFK is already moving forward on this or something.
Thank
but
you.
I don't think it should come out of local unless it has to.
Thank you very much. Dave?
Yeah, so I think what we at one point authorized a certain amount of money, I believe, for all the stations to have training, and I thought this was supposed to come out of that budget item. But in the line items of the budget, I'm not sure where that is. I think it's probably under consultants. But I really don't know what the status of thing is, and as Eva points out, we're going to end up paying for it. And National Office is already doing some of these billback things, and other stations aren't even able to pay what they were projected to pay, and we're sitting here with this big fat egg of money. So realistically, it's going to come out of our station budget. But I think we've already authorized a certain amount of training for the year, and I thought this was included in that. So we need to somehow get clarity on that. And just in that regard, you know, if somebody would be willing to bird dog that, I'm completely overloaded. I can't even keep track of what I'm supposed to on the call. I need help. Casey's in the same boat. If there's somebody who can help us sort of figure out where that happened and figure out if we've already authorized it, I apologize for not being on top of it.
Can you figure if it's in the budget?
Well,
already?
First, I believe that what we need to do is go back and look at the budget. I believe that the motion has been passed by the National Board to allocate funding for each station to have training. I don't know whether they authorized it out of the station's budget or National Board. We have to figure that out, and we have to establish that that includes this kind of thing, which I believe it does.
You're gonna
thank you very much, Eva.
I think it's critical that we move forward on the training, that the station should in the meantime go ahead and pay for it, and then maybe I can just deduct it from central services and get the money back.
Yeah.
We got to deduct.
By the way,
I'm going to give you another 10 seconds.
Go ahead. Well, maybe they'll leave that alone and won't change it back.
But this is an area that, this is another area that's not budgeted for. So we really need to look at that, because last year they kind of depleted or deleted the training item in the budget. So this is just another area we need to increase.
Could you clarify what they need?
National.
What do you mean to
clarify what that means?
That we have allocated money towards training in our budget, and it was taken out.
Because this aren't it?
Okay. I think
it's all
on
you. Charades. We don't have time for charades here. Very good. Alan.
Yeah, just how long will the session be?
With 2 half-day sessions.
2 half-day sessions? I definitely think we should move forward with it, and I think it's very important because it's moving forward than it is with the staff, and I'd love to see this be available for the staff, so let's go through with that LSB and then bring it over.
No one objects if the GM just quickly asks a question here.
We met with these trainers, but now I'm not sure if this proposal is just for the board or
for the board. We asked them to focus on the board first, and then we said, would you work on one for the staff?
But does the amount of money that you include both staff?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, Israel.
That answers a couple of my questions. Do we have bios available? Bill, bios available to these people? I'm bio. Come back.
I thought I put one on.
Oh, I didn't see it. Maybe okay. Get it to me later.
Yeah.
Secondly, is there some timeline or date you have in mind, even roughly? Summer, fall, winter, August, something like that.
I'm just thinking what's real. It's just so difficult. I know to schedule to get us there, but we were able to do it for the retreat last year, so I'm hoping we can do it
around the fall then. And just for the board, you're saying this time, and later on for staff, that's what you have in mind? Just two separate things? This is just for the board.
This is for the board.
And then later for the staff, a similar kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, I know when Eva had talked about it, she said that they need a lot of stuff that's more, it may not be half day sessions, whole day sessions. They need stuff that they can begin to kind of implement more.
My intention was to, we talked to the staff, we addressed this a couple of times, and the intention is to use the staff meetings as part of these sessions so that it's ongoing, where we have different trainings happening over a longer period of time.
Thank
and
you.
One more
excuse
thing.
Excuse me, your time has expired. Very quickly.
I'd be done by now. We said all forms of bias and harassment. Now, does that really mean all forms, that is not just racist and sexist, political and class and so on?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a serious question on my part.
Yeah, I don't know
what I think about it.
I don't know.
Lamont.
We wanted this to be pretty inclusive on this.
Okay.
My questions in the main have been answered. The one that's provoked in part by the response to Eva. Eva. Why over time? What is the management for the staff? For the staff and program. It seems to me they could benefit.
As the people that it is for this board to get together and spend time, it's even more the people for the staff to spend time. And what we're trying to do is to customize the training so that it deals specifically with workplace issues. So we can take different workplace issues and address every month. Depending on the issues that I think need more further education on.
Now, will there be some specificity for this? Because it seems to me that really the program is not that, what goes on in the elevator, they really, really have to.
This doesn't necessarily address that. This doesn't deal with the issues of all the isms, particularly with getting people more educated and more aware of the issue of racism, of sexism, of the anti-harassment and discrimination policy, and what it is, people just becoming aware. So what is sexual harassment? And what is viewed as racist or, all of this. So we thought we'll build it into our staff meeting so that it becomes part of training and try and sensitize the staff. I think at a later stage, we need to move over to program and look at the on-air stuff and customize to what we experience as problems on-air that we can facilitate training before.
Okay, now we're over time on this issue, and we do want to hear some public comments.
So if there's no objection, we've looked at this proposal pretty clearly. I want to get a little bit of public comment, and then I think we should go to a vote.